today. Ravi Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by the Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number, 1-800-691-7898. Better have your pen and paper handy. Jot down that number later in the show. We got a special for you. The web address, which is up and functioning but still has a few problems, is republictradinggroup.net. And a quick check of the financials for Thursday. Wall Street retreated modestly in wobbly trading today, with investors putting their buying spree on hold to mull over mixed economic data. And it would be nice if I didn't hear my voice in my headphone. Is it possible? Is it something I did? I hope not. Dow closed down 10 points at 13,476. NASDAQ off 8 at 2,539. Thanks for that, Ken. Solved the problem. Dow actually got over 13,500 today for the first time, but then pulled back. I guess it was because Ben Bernanke gave a statement about the subprime mortgages and says that they are going to focus attention on mortgage abuse. You know, it's funny, whenever anything goes into the proverbial porcelain princess, rather than blame the people who initiated the policy that caused it all, they blame, and well, they have a legitimate argument, unscrupulous mortgage brokers. It's not our fault they did this. It's like with the savings and loans. It's not our fault these people like Keating stole so much money. Well, you give them the tools, they will use them. Oh, by the way, Paul Wolfowitz announced he will be resigning from the World Bank on June the 30th, which gives him 45 days in which to hide all the bodies that are buried. Gold closed down $4 today at $656.10. Take advantage of the dipping gold. Why do I say that? Because Russia is loading up on gold and foreign currency and dumping the dollar. Silver closed down 7 cents at $12.76. Another goodbye, in my opinion. U.S. dollar was stronger today by 16 basis points. Closed above the 82 on the U.S. dollar index. Ended at 82.32. We'll have more when we return.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
But a song we sing fears we will die.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Thursday.
You can make the mountains ring.
In Asian trading, gold is higher by $1.20 at $6.57, silver up 9 cents at $12.85. Get it while you can. The Bank of Russia's gold and foreign currency reserves amounted to $386.3 billion as of May the 11th, which was up $14.2 billion from the previous showing. This has been the most considerable stepping up in Russia's reserves, hence the reserves have been rising for 11 weeks straight. So while all you crazy Americans have been selling your gold, guess who's been buying it? I wonder why. What do the Russians know that we don't know? Look, it's a fact of life. According to the World Gold Council, it indicates a favorable gold outlook. Why am I shocked or surprised? On a day when gold futures dropped $13 an ounce, the World Gold Council released their gold demand trends report, which just may have been the bright spot for the metals yesterday. The report indicated increased demand for gold in the first quarter of 2006 in terms of both tonnage and dollars. Net retail investment was higher by 28% compared to the first quarter in 2006 in tonnage terms. Consumer demand in China and India... Yeah, I should give them a new name, Chahindia. People don't even know the difference between Chinese and Indians. Well, look, it took a war and a rock before most people figured out, what do you mean, there's two types of Arabs? Out of Johannesburg, global demand for gold reached $17.4 billion in the fourth quarter of 2007, more than double the level 4 years ago. Whoa. Seems to be a pattern developing. Why? Well, look, it's you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure this out, my friend, especially with the announcement today of the new immigration bill, which has been touted by Senator Ted Kennedy, which, you know, it means open those floodgates, let the boys come in. Initial reports say that this bill is about 1,000 pages. They are going to vote on this bill next week. I will lay you anything you like, not being a betting man, that there isn't a single person who is going to vote on immigration legislation that will actually even read the first page of the bill. You know, there should be a law. It should be a criminal law, it should be a felony for any elected official to vote on any proposed legislation that they haven't themselves read. See, they get around it. They get some staffer, some wet behind the ears 20-something from some Ivy League college who has been subjected to the puppy mills of socialism for decades to tell him what it says in this 1,000-page monstrosity. It's look, another report out today. Hello, America, you're losing your country. I haven't said you've lost your country just yet. I'm giving that about 18 months before I make that statement. But you're losing your country. And coming up at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to reiterate an article I posted, 1999, called A Warning to America from a South African. See if you can draw any parallels of what we said back then to what is going on in the land of the free and the home of the brave today. I mean, look what we are dealing with. We now find out that Alberto Gonzalez, as chief counsel to the President of the United States, and Andrew Card, number two man, what's Andrew Card? Is he White House chief? Not sure, but he's up there. Andy Card and Henry Gonzalez went to John Ashcroft's bedside. Now, you don't go to someone's bedside when they have the day before, didn't he have a kidney removed or a liver removed, or he had something removed? The guy is, and I know what it's like recovering after surgery, especially the next day. Let me tell you something. There's serious morphine action going on there. You don't know whether you're coming or going. You don't even know what time of day it is. You don't even know what week you're in. You don't even know what year you are in. And they are there at his bedside trying to get him to sign off on the wiretapping section of the Patriot Act, allowing the President of the United States to spy on Americans. This after the number two at the Justice Department, what was his name, Comey? He was the number two guy under Attorney General John Ashcroft. He had just left the hospital when he get a call from the FBI to say, get your butt back to the hospital in a hurry because Andy Card and Henry Gonzalez are going up to see Attorney General John Ashcroft. This is after Comey has been given the reins of the Justice Department because of the illness of Ashcroft. And Comey told Gonzalez and Andy Card that the Justice Department felt that the wiretapping provisions was totally illegal. This is the Justice Department telling the White House it's illegal, yet they continued. You know, when you think of the impeachment clause to the Constitution, it refers to high crimes and misdemeanors. If this is not validating the impeachment clause, not only for Gonzalez and Andy Card, but more importantly, who sent them? They didn't just come up with this idea on their own. They were instructed either by Dick Cheney or more than likely George Bush to go and get John Ashcroft to sign off on the Spying on America program while he was under medication. And this is even after. Number two at the Justice Department told them what they wanted to do was illegal. They put Martha Stewart in jail for lying to an FBI agent. She wasn't even under oath. Is there a double standard? Is there any adherence to the rule of law? That's amazing. I mean, it's utterly amazing to watch this take place. And at the same time, if you have a congressman who is running for president that has the temerity to stand up and tell the truth to the American people about why we were attacked on 9/11, and you get Republicans, especially heads of Republican parties like that schmuck, which is, by the way, a Yiddish term for jerk, Michigan. What's his name? Sal Azusa, whatever his last name is. He's of Lithuania descent. Couldn't find any jokes about Lithuanians. Needless to say, this Republican wants to ban Ron Paul from the next presidential debate because he can't handle the truth. And the amazing thing is we are starting to see the early hit job that is coming out on Ron Paul. The folks at Daily Course, whatever it is, the left-wing blogs out there, have come across a statement or a newsletter that Ron Paul sent out in 1992, just after, I might remind you, the riots in Los Angeles, after the Rodney King debacle, where Ron Paul made the statement that blacks make up 10% of the population, yet they commit 95% of the crimes. No! No, don't tell us the truth. Well, is it a fact? Do minorities commit more crimes on a percentage-wise than anybody else? Well, unless you are completely consumed by cultural Marxism and are indoctrinated by political correctness, you will think that's a lie. But yet today we find out, according to the Census Bureau, that we have 100 million minorities now living in the United States. Why don't we just simply get a little piece of legislation in the immigration bill that says something like only white Anglo-Christians can immigrate to the United States? Can you imagine the uproar that would be caused by that? And any criticism you receive, you can always blunt it by saying, well, that's what democracy is all about. After all, it's the Israeli form of government. Well, why do we suppose, if you're so opposed to white Anglo-Christians being the only ones that can immigrate, why aren't you upset with Israel? Double standard? Lack of understanding of history? Oh yeah, all come into play. We'll be back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017 or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Started way back in third grade. I used to sit beside Emmylou Hayes. A pink dress, a matching bow in her ponytail. She kissed me on the school bus, but told me not to tell. Next day I chased around the playground, across the monkey bars to the merry-go-round. And Emmylou got caught passing me a note. Before the teacher took it, I read what she wrote. Do you love me?
Welcome back, my friends.
Do you wanna be my friend?
Breaking news out of Henderson, Texas. Two officers were shot responding to a domestic dispute call. What's the bet? They were shot by a white Anglo. Anyway, we got Mark on the line. Give us an update on this guy from Michigan trying to get Ron Paul banned from the next Republican debate. Hey, Mark.
Yes, thank you, Robbie. I received this. This is from the South Carolina Associated Press down there in Columbia, South Carolina, where they're trying to bar him from the future GOP presidential debates because of remarks that he made about the September 11th attacks for the fall of U.S. foreign policy.
Sure.
What I have here, this is for the, if you want to contact the Michigan Republican Party in support of Ron Paul's right to debate, I have a telephone number and a fax number.
Cool.
Can I go ahead and give it?
Sure.
Okay. The Michigan Republican Party can be contacted through telephone number at 517-487-5413. That's 517-487-5413. And their fax number is 517-487-0090. I just think, you know, if people are out there sitting back that are maybe first-timers here on RBN, which I think is a great programming, if they have any doubts about where our defunct government's at in this period of time, man, if this doesn't show people what they're up to, I guess nothing would.
Sure.
You know, this is really, really sad.
I mean, it's something I would expect from the depths of socialism.
You're right.
But to come from a party, the grand old party, that's supposed to believe in the freedoms that are bestowed on us by God.
There you go.
This man, first of all, shouldn't be the head of any quote-unquote grand old party. He shouldn't be in politics.
Well, he says he's going to circulate a petition among Republican National Committee members to ban Ron Paul for future debates.
So, I'm sure that AIPAC is applauding his decision and are supporting him 100%.
Oh, no doubt. Well, listen, I thank you for allowing me on the show and getting out this important information, so hopefully people will make telephone calls and fax them rascals.
Sure.
And I appreciate it, Robbie.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
You know, I've often said it, and I'm not making this up when I say this. The future of America is hanging by a thread. I mean, it is literally hanging by a thread. The America of today is not the America of your father. Forget about your grandfather. This is not the country of your father. And to try and get you to understand the impact that it will have on you when you lose a country should be a serious wake-up call to a lot of people. This immigration bill, well, it's not only the immigration bill, but it's everything that's leading up to it. I mean, look at this. I mean, here you go. John Dingell. Yeah. Surprise, surprise. Democrat from Michigan. Has tapped House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to broker a compromise with Carolyn McCarthy on H.R. 297, a gun control bill being pushed in the wake of the Virginia Tech shooting. Now, what this bill provides is $1 billion to states to provide national instant criminal background checks with all records concerning a person who are prohibited from possessing or receiving a firearm. Hello, does Virginia Tech ring a bell to you? You know, the little incident that happened, maybe he was a little crazy, but they have privacy records and doctor things. Well, guess what's going to happen with this? Irrespective of whether you already own a firearm, you're going to have to resubmit for a new license so they can do a background check on you to find out whether at any time you received a Valium from any doctor, thereby making you unqualified to own a firearm. Why are they trying to disarm the citizens with a foreign invasion heading towards America? Well, it's most probably the same reason that Robert Mugabe, when he came into power, took all the guns away from all the citizens, because now Zimbabwe is in a dictatorship where Mugabe has the free rein to kill as many people as he wants because he knows they don't have the ability to defend themselves. I mean, there's a pattern that's developing here. This immigration bill is nothing more than the harmonizing of the North American community. It's the reason why the president likes it. It's the reason why the president will sign it. And it's the reason why Congress, these 434 idiots, are going to vote on it and pass it next week. I mean, it's mind-boggling. When we return, a warning to Americans from a Zulu boy.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson Music Shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hello, everybody. This is Jimmy Vaughn, and I want to invite all.
I didn't know that was. Was that bump music, or was that a commercial? Who knows? Real quickly, let's go to Jeffrey in New Orleans. Hey, Jeffrey.
Hi, Robbie. I have information concerning why we are being blackmailed into supporting Israel. In 1939, after the Kristallnacht destruction of the unarmed Jews by Hitler, some Jewish people from Hamburg decided to go to Havana, Cuba on the ship St. Louis for emigration purposes. But when they got to Havana, Fuente Batista, an ally of Franco, turned them down. They went to the United States where, using the 1924 Republican passed immigration prohibitions, Franklin D. Roosevelt refused to let those people into the U.S. In fact, he refused to let almost all the ships from Germany come into the U.S. from 1939 to 41. Many of these people went back to Germany where they were killed in concentration camps. Thus, the U.S. was held complicit in approving of the Holocaust. This has been used to blackmail many congressmen and many American supporters into supporting Israel.
Well, sure. Well, you can bring up the USS Liberty while you have it.
That's correct. That's of course a continuation in 1967, where we were observing the war, and there's been a lot of conflict on whether we were spying for Egypt or spying for somebody else. But at any rate, the point is that the U.S. has been held under blackmail because of what President Franklin D. Roosevelt did to supposedly support the immigration rules, which leads to the present problem of the immigration and also the gun control issue that's going up in Congress.
Sure. Well, look, in 1967, the United States, the Pentagon, had a battle plan in place for attacking Israel if it moved into Egypt. I
shouldn't be surprised, but of course, then you have this Zulu fellow from South Africa who's trying to give us a warning or something like that.
Yeah.
Now, who is this man, and what's he trying to say?
Well, you're going to have to hang up and listen to me.
I'll do that.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
People used to say that South Africa was 20 years behind the rest of the Western world. Television, for example, came late to South Africa, but so did pornography and the gay rights movement. Today, however, South Africa may be the grim model of the future Western world, for events in America reveal trends chillingly similar to those that destroyed our country. America's structures are Western. Your Congress, your lobbying groups, your free speech, the way ordinary Americans either get involved or ignore politics are peculiar to you. It's not the way most of the world operates. But the fact that only about a third of Americans deem it important to vote is horrifying in light of how close you are to losing your Western character. And I might add, more people voted on the American Idol last night than voted in the last presidential election. America's problem is not paying any attention to history. as Ron Paul illustrated the other evening. However, writing letters to the press, manning stands at county fairs, hosting fundraising dinners, attending rallies, setting up conferences, writing your congressman, that is what you know. That's what you're comfortable with. Those are the political methods you've created for yourselves to keep your country on track and to ensure political accountability. But woe to you if, or more likely, when the rules change. Americans may soon find themselves unable or unwilling to stand up to challenge the new political methods that will be the inevitable result of an ethnic metamorphosis now taking place in America. Unable to cope with the new rules of the game, violence, mob riots, intimidation through accusations of racism, demands for proportionality based on racial numbers, and all the other social and political weapons used by the have-nots to bludgeon the treasure and power from the haves, Americans, like others before them, will no doubt cave in. They will compromise away their independence and ultimately their way of life. This is exactly what happened in South Africa. I know because I was there and I saw it happen. Faced with revolution in the streets, strikes, civil unrest, and the sheer terror and murder practiced by Nelson Mandela's ANC, the former government of South Africa simply capitulated in order to achieve peace. Westerners need peace. They need order and stability. They are builders and planners. But what we got was peace of the grave of our society. You see, the Third World is different. Different peoples with different pasts and different cultures. Yes, Westerners continue to mistake the psychology of the Third World and its people. Sierra Leone, Zimbabwe are perfect examples of these mistakes. Sierra Leone is in perpetual civil war, and Zimbabwe, once thriving, stable Rhodesia, is looting the very people who fed the country. Yet Westerners do not admit the same kind of savagery could come to America when enough immigrants of the right type assert themselves. The fact is, Americans are sitting ducks for Third World exploitation of the Western conscience of compassion. Those in the West who forced South Africa to surrender to the ANC and its leaders did not consider Africa to be a dangerous, corrupt, and savage place it is now. Those Western politicians now have a similar problem on their own doorstep. The demand for power and treasure from the non-Western peoples inside the realm. It is already too late for South Africa, but not for America. If enough people strengthen their spine, take on the race terrorists, the armies of the politically correct, and the most dangerous of all, the craven politicians who believe that compassionate conservatism will buy them a few more votes and a few more days of peace. South Africans, you should remember, have been in that part of Africa for the same amount of time whites have inhabited North America, yet ultimately South Africans voted for their own suicide. We are not so very different than you are. We lost our country through skillful propaganda, pressure from abroad, unrelenting charges of oppression and racism, and a shrewd assessment by African tyrants that the white man has many Achilles' heels, and the most significant of which are his compassion, his belief in the equality of man, and his love your neighbor philosophy, none of which are part of Third World's history. The mainline churches played a big role in the demise of Western influence throughout Africa too, especially in South Africa. Today's tyrants were yesterday's mission school protégés. Many dictators in Africa were men of the cloth. They knew their clerical collars would deflect criticism and obfuscate their real aims, which had nothing whatever to do with the brotherhood of man. Other tyrants, like the infamous Idi Amin, were trained and schooled by white people at Oxford, in Cambridge, and at Harvard. And after receiving the best from the West, they unleashed an unresentful bloodlust against their benefactors. From what I have seen and read thus far, I fear Americans will capitulate just as we did. Americans are generally a soft lot. They don't want to quarrel or obstruct the claims of those who believe they were wronged. They like peace and quiet. They want to compromise and be nice. In America, the courts are the final arbiters of society's laws. But what will happen when your future majority refuses to abide by court rulings, as in Zimbabwe and South Africa? What will happen when the courts are filled with their people or their sympathizers? What will you do when the future non-white majority decides to change the names of streets and cities? What will you do when they no longer want to use money that carries the portraits of old dead white guys and slave owners? Will you cave in? Like you did on flying the Confederate flag? What about the national annual? What about your official language? Don't laugh. When the majority took over in South Africa, the first targets were our national symbols. In another generation, America may well face what Africa is now experiencing. Invasions of private lands by the have-nots, the decline in health care quality, the decline in roads and buildings in disrepair, the banishment of your history from the education of the young, and the revolutionizing of your justice system. In South Africa today, only 9% of murderers end up in jail. Court dockets are regularly purchased and simply disappear. Magistrates can be bribed, as can the prison authorities, making escape commonplace. Vehicle and airplane licenses are regularly purchased, and forged school and university certificates are routine. What would you think of the ritual slaughter of animals in your neighbor's backyard? How do you clean up the blood and entrails that litter your suburban streets? How do you feel about the practice of witchcraft in which parts of young girls and boys are needed for medicinal purposes? And how do you react to the burning of witches? Don't laugh. This is all quite common in South Africa today. Don't imagine that government officials caught with their fingers in the till will be punished. Excuses like the need to overcome generations of white racism will be found to exonerate the guilty. In fact, known criminals will be voted into office because of racial solidarity among the majority that doesn't exist among the whites. When Ian Smith of the old Rhodesia tried to stand up to the world, white South African politicians were among the Westerners pressuring him to surrender. When Robert Mugabe of Zimbabwe murders his political opponents, ignores unfavorable court decisions, terrorizes the population, siphons off billions of dollars from the state treasury for himself and his friends, South Africa's president, Thabo Mbeki, holds his hands and declares his support. Your tax dollars will go to those who don't earn and don't pay. In South Africa, organizations that used to have access to state funds, such as old age homes, the arts, veteran services, have simply been abandoned. What will happen in the Western structures in America will either be destroyed from without or transformed from within, used to suit the goals of the new rulers. And they will reign either through terror, as in Zimbabwe today, or exert other corrupt pressures to obtain or buy votes. Once in power, the hands of aliens, don't expect loyalty or devotion to principle from those whose jobs are at stake. One of the most surprising and tragic components of the disaster in South Africa is how many previously anti-ANC whites simply moved to the other side. Once you lose social, cultural, and political dominance, there's no getting it back. Unfortunately, your habits and values work against you. You cannot fight terror and street mobs with letters to congressmen. You cannot fight accusations of racism with prayer meetings. You cannot appeal to the goodness of your fellow man when the fellow man despises you for your weaknesses and hacks off your arms and legs of his political opponents. To survive, Americans must never lose the power they now enjoy to people of alien cultures. Above all, don't put yourselves to the test of fighting only when your backs are against the wall, because you will probably fail. You see, millions around the world want your good life, but make no mistake, they care not for the high-minded ideals of Jefferson and Washington or your Constitution. What they want are your possessions, your power, and your status. And they already know they have allies among you, the human rights activists, the skillful lawyers and left-wing politicians will fight for them and not you. They will exploit your compassion and your Christian charity and your goodwill. Yes, they have studied you, Mr. and Mrs. America. They know your weakness as well. They know what to do. The question is, do you? As I said, there was a piece written in 1999. It was as true then and more true today in light of the headlines. Compassionate conservatism. Yes. We are seeing compassionate conservatism by the new immigration bill. We are seeing it all unfold before our very eyes. But who has the power? Who has the spine? Who has the backbone to stand up and speak out about it? To the best of my recollection, there's only one person that has the moxie to do that and has done it, and it's Ron Paul. And I will be sorely disillusioned if Ron Paul doesn't get the support of everybody that's listening to this radio program. Look, it's coming down to crunch time. It's either put up or shut up time. And if you are one that capitulates because of political correctness, because you want to shy away from being called a racist and anti-Semite, then leave. Because in order to save America, it is most probably a greater fight than expelling the British from America. As a matter of fact, it will be a greater fight. Of that I am convinced. And the fight starts today. You can either capitulate and lose everything. And as I said, one is left with a hollow feeling. My heart is still in my old country of Rhodesia. One day I hope to return. It's always a strong bond you have with your country, irrespective of what has happened in between. And I know some people are saying, wow, that's ridiculous. We will never lose our country to a third world nation. It's 100 million minorities in America today. White Americans have been aborting their children for how long now? 40 million, some estimates. Now we live in single family homes and raise one child. Minorities don't do this. It is unbelievable when you think about it. And when you look at the events that unfolded this week, when Ron Paul had the temerity to stand up and tell the truth, look at the backlash. And the backlash came from people who should know better. You would assume that the backlash were people who had learned positions, who understood history, who understood what Ron Paul was saying, that the cause of September the 11th was based on decades of American foreign policy blunders in far-off lands. We'll be back.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com. Your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
I catch people staring, looking funny at me when I step to the window and I toss the TV.
Welcome back, my friends. Final segment for this Thursday. Just got a call to announce that that phone number getting on hold of the Republican from Michigan has been disconnected. That number's probably been around the alternative media many times this morning, and ultimately, guess what? They must probably receive far too many calls. What happened to the First Amendment? That's amazing stuff. Told you at the top of the show, we have a special today. And it's a good special. It's, in my opinion, it's the key coin to have. Obviously, I base this on my premise of $1,000 gold in the not-too-distant future. It's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when. $10 liberties. These are pre-1933 $10 liberties in extra fine condition. Selling for exactly the same price as you can buy a half-ounce bullion coin for. Actually, it's cheaper than a bullion coin. A half-ounce American Eagle today is going to cost you $361.60. You can get a $10 Liberty, almost the same amount of gold, except it's a non-confiscatable pre-1933 extra fine $10 Liberty, yours for $359. I have a small amount of them. I only have 30 of them. And if you want to acquire them, you can give me a call here at Republic Trading Group at 1-800-691-7898. This is a no-brainer. I mean, I don't know how many other noted economists you have to hear from who all are, they may differ. I mean, economists, you ask 10 economists a question about the economy, you'll get 20 different opinions. Because opinions are like elbows. We all have a couple. But one thing they do all agree on is the direction of the U.S. dollar. And although we've seen some phony strength in the dollar this week, based on manipulations by various institutions, take advantage of it. Here you've got a half ounce $10 Liberty for $359. If you figure it out, $359, two of them equals $718. You can't get a, once again, you can't get a $20 Liberty for $718. $20 Liberties today are selling for $740. So, in my humble opinion, $10 Liberty, smoking deal. Once again, that toll-free number, 1-800-691-7898. Tomorrow, my favorite day of the week. And yes, look, it's what I do. Prediction for the Preakness and the fun side of the Friday show. Till then, see you bye.
A message.